Hey, welcome to our CWA weekend. If you don't know me, my name's Jorn. I'm one of the gathering pastors at Calvary Harvest Fields, and this is my wife, Bonnie. And this weekend, we've got an opportunity to chat about what's happening with our sermon series called Gritty Light and how that's affecting what we do in our neighborhood. Most of you may know, if you've been watching the fourth Sunday of the month, we really focus on what we call our front yard mission. And so a lot of what we talk about during this time is relationship to that, like how do we serve our neighbors? How do the things that we're learning and even hearing in sermons during the rest of the month, how they're impacting us and how they're encouraging us to help us to be good neighbors and love them and serve them and do the things we need to do so that they can be introduced to Jesus. Most of you may know this, but I'm just going to share with you anyways that, you know, we're in a series in the Beatitudes, and now we're on the second half of the Beatitudes, and they're a lot more challenging. And with our sermon series titled Gritty Light, we really kind of get more into the gritty part of it, the things that we need to do to really impact our neighbors, to walk in a way that really is honoring to God, to make sure that our hearts are in the right place when we're serving Jesus and we're serving our neighbors. And so that word grit is pretty important to us right now. That word grit can mean a lot of things, perseverance, you know, never giving up, you know, those type of scenarios. And, you know, when you have grit, a lot of times it's an inner determination that we have to be able to just say, hey, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, there are different definitions for what we look at it in context of like the biblical application of it. And I have a definition of grit. I call it a holy determination to do whatever it takes to make sure that we glorify Jesus, and especially when it comes to loving people. And so as we've been thinking about our neighborhood and the things that we have gone through over the last, you know, over 3 years now, as we've been really focusing on our CWOW weekend and what it means to be a person who really believes in the context of FYM, we thought maybe we would just share some things that have been happening in our life over the last few years and ways that we felt like God has really given us the ability to be more gritty when it comes to, you know, sticking, staying the course, not giving up. And so I just thought maybe we'd just kind of hit on some things that have happened with us. And, you know, the first question, I'll let Bonnie go first, is, you know, where have you seen the most success or successes when it comes to this idea of, like, being a gritty light?
So I have a neighbor. We have a neighbor. I guess I won't say her name. So we've had a relationship with her, really, her whole family, since we've moved into the neighborhood 17 years ago. In fact, she was the one that reached out to us first, bring cookies. So we've had the opportunity to walk with her, and I've really been, you know, just over the years, just trying to stay engaged with her. Her family life is a little messy. She's come from a lot of, like, trauma and different things. So just sticking with her, befriending her, and she's actually reached out to me quite a few times asking for prayer. We did have the opportunity to lead her to the Lord when we first, you know, moved in, which was a real blessing, but still there's some struggles there. So just sticking with her and walking with her.
Yeah, so that's been a great area, I think.
And yeah, loving our neighbors. I really love elderly people. It's just been, you know, I've been able to help a woman with her mowing her grass, you know, helping with some neighbors that have struggled with health issues, you know, taking meals and just, you know, just seeing the need like that, and practical needs, I guess.
Yeah, we have close neighbors around us that, you know, from time to time are having struggles. We have a pair of neighbors that we're really close with. We love them dearly. They've been having, you know, some physical issues with the husband and those type of things. And so, you know, that's been, you know, the ability to just say, hey, whenever you need us, we're going to come. Yeah. You know, we'll always make a way for you, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's not always the most convenient, but I think that's part of being gritty also. Mm-hmm. Where do you think, like, the most challenging areas have been when you kind of consider, you know, your relationship with our neighbors?
I would say probably just no reciprocation sometimes from the other neighbors, like always being the one to reach out and just realizing that's just part of it, you know, and, yeah. and being just consistent to keep, you know, reaching yeah. out and not having any expectations really.
And I think, you know, when you really are trying to invest in people, yeah. You're hoping that there's going to be a return on your investment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, you realize it's a lot of work to just make sure that you're always available, that mm-hmm. you're always there, that you, you know, you're believing that, you know, being, you know, interruptible is,
yeah.
you know, a part mm-hmm. of like this idea of what it means to have grit, you know, and being a light, you mm-hmm. know. At, in the moment, you know, so mm-hmm. that any moment when a neighbor calls, we can just be what we need to be to them, you know. And, you know, I mean, I know mm-hmm. that, you know, just recently we've had a neighbor that you've had an encounter with. And yeah. I think this is, a great testimony of what it means to be a gritty light.
But part of being the interruptible, I like to go for walks. And sometimes you just want to go for a walk. And this one particular neighbor has been... I don't know, I guess, just
challenging,
yeah, I guess. Yeah. And I have had a couple interactions with him, but this particular day I was going for a walk and I was on the other side of the sidewalk and, you know, he kind of yelled over to me and said something, so I came across. And just being willing to be interruptible, even though I knew he's very chatty and thought I actually did need to get home for something, but then he just like started sharing some really hard things, traumas that's happened in his life when he was younger, and it just gave me a totally different like perspective and just like who he is and as a person. It just made my heart hurt actually. And
I think one of the things that it's easy for us is to make assumptions about mm-hmm. what's going on in people's lives. You know, it's so easy to look externally and see what's happening around us and then make a judgment about it.
Right.
You know, and that judgment sometimes causes us to shrink back from people or not mm-hmm. to really want to engage with them or, you know, even sometimes, you know, to just realize, wow, this is probably going to take a little more effort than I might be willing to mm-hmm. give, you know. And so mm-hmm. a lot of times we're looking for the easiest neighbor to love, but really God's called us to love people like this guy. And mm-hmm. I remember when you came home and told me the story, like how, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden my heart was just like broken, yeah. like because I realized that there was a way that I was looking at him without realizing that every neighbor is broken. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much brokenness in our neighborhood, you know, and realizing, man, this guy needs someone to love him. And really, we didn't do a good job. Mm-hmm. Like we dropped the ball. You know, I think the challenge of not being able to get past what we were seeing in him in the natural and realizing there were probably things and undertows going on behind him that, you know, we should have been aware of mm-hmm. or at least kind of considered. So, mm-hmm. you know, I do believe that, you know, that's all part of what it really means to say, hey, we're going to, you know, love our neighbors. And, you know, one of the mm-hmm. things that we, you know, really try to focus on when we're doing this, because it's been a while, you know, and we really try to make sure that that fourth weekend, especially, you know, we're more focused on, you know, the things that we're being asked to do, even as a part of Calvary Movement, and that is, mm-hmm. you know, to persevere, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, when you think about persevering, what's that look like to you as far as grit and being a gritty light?
Yeah, probably in my prayer life, probably just persevering through prayer. I guess, yeah, like if you don't see things happening, you sort of quit praying, or maybe you sort of forget and put it on the back burner and just...
Yeah, I definitely think the prayer part is, you know, mm-hmm. that's, you know, if you're not seeing any fruit from what you're doing, you know, the challenge is that you kind of start slowing down in your prayer. Like mm-hmm. maybe you pray periodically or maybe you pray once a week, but you're not thinking like every day, mm-hmm. oh, I should make sure that I pray for my neighbors, but really that's really what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Recently I was having a discussion with Scott and, mm-hmm. you know, he's been big on this book by Ole Housby called Prayer. And he was talking about intercessory prayer in the book. And Ole Housby said this about intercessory prayer. It's the work that no one ever sees.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're never going to actually get someone to brag on you when you're doing that kind of prayer. But really, if we're going to see breakthrough with our neighbors, then this has to be part of it. Mm. Like, this has to be this idea that, like, intercessory prayer is more than just throwing up a prayer every once in a while. It's the ability to just stay connected to Jesus for a longer period of time so that the Spirit can begin to speak to you and reveal what's happening in people's lives. Mm. You know, I mean, there's plenty of times where we go for walks and we run into neighbors mm-hmm. while we're walking, and we'll chat with them a few minutes. And a lot of times it'll be kind of surfacey stuff. You know, perseverance is this idea that, like, don't assume that that little chat was really what God wanted. It was only an initial contact with them. Mm-hmm. And really it was like saying, oh, I'm going to go back and now I'm going to pray about the things we discussed. And I'm just going to keep digging in, and I'm going to keep trusting that God's going to show me what to do. Don't you agree mm-hmm. with that? I mean, and there's been times where we've really prayed yeah. hard for people,
yeah.
you know, and then saw God do something good.
Yeah. I was just thinking about working on the deck and a neighbor. Like, we've had some encounters with he and his wife, and then we haven't for a while.
Yeah.
And you can tell the story.
Like, this, you know, we were focusing on our hashtag. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we really talk about here is like, hey, you know, pray for the 8 people, at least mm-hmm. pray for those 8 people and really be faithful to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of persevering too. And then mm-hmm. of course, you know, we were going to build redo my deck in the back, our deck in the back, and the boards had been rotted. And so one day, this neighbor who was part of my hashtag, which I haven't mm-hmm. talked to in probably close to 2 mm-hmm. years, probably close, year and a half or so. And the new deck boards were laying out on the driveway. Mm-hmm. And he came walking by while you were out there. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, what's going on? And, you know, you started telling him that, you know, this is part of, we're doing the deck in the back. And, you know, these are the new boards and stuff like that. And then he volunteered.
Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, tell your husband, if you want some help, I'll be glad to help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you told me that. And of course, I was very encouraged because, you know, here's this guy that, you know, we don't really know well, and he's on my hashtag. And, you know, then on over the weekend, he spent 8 hours with me mm-hmm. and just helped me to work on the whole deck. And what a good time we had together, and got to hear some of his story. And, you know, he's got a serious physical ailment in his body. Mm-hmm. It really broke my heart again when he started telling me what was going on. We would have never known that mm-hmm. if he wouldn't have been there. And I don't think he would have came if we would have forgotten about him when we were praying for him, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to focusing on the hashtag. So, you know, again, I believe that that is really, you know, something that we need to continually emphasize. And, you know, I'm just encouraging you, if you're Calvary folks and you're watching this, God answers prayer. He doesn't always answer it the way we want. Sometimes he answers it by, you know, setting some deck boards out on your driveway and someone sees it. But he mm-hmm. does answer the prayer. So, yeah. You know, when you think about all this, and, you know, we've talked about this at different times because, you know, the gospel is really one of the main things that I focus on is, like, when do I get an opportunity to share the gospel? Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about all that we're going through with our neighbors and understanding where many of them are at, many of them don't believe, many of them have different theological, you know, ideological, you know, views on God and on Jesus, and some of them don't have any relationship with anything that has to do with God. And, you know, we talk about sharing the gospel. Where do you feel like, you know, the challenges have been there for you?
Yeah, I mean, this has always been a struggle of mine, just feeling like I have to have everything perfect, everything in order. If I'm not in a good space myself, I feel like, oh, maybe I just don't, it's not a good time to share. But just coming to a place of just, that's not an expectation that Jesus expects, and I don't expect that out of anyone else either. So, like, just coming to, just being comfortable, I think, with who I am as a person and not trying to be something or someone that I'm not.
Yeah. Right. And that's something that I try to emphasize a lot. And, mm-hmm. you know, something else that you mentioned when we were discussing this mm-hmm. is sometimes, you know, you don't feel like you're really in the right space with God.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mm-hmm. You know, you're struggling in your relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes up and down sometimes. Yeah. It vacillates. And then, you know, if you have moments where it's low, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, why would I want to tell somebody about Jesus when I'm struggling myself? But, you know, we realize like, oh, no, this is why the gospel is so powerful, mm-hmm. you know, and why it really does transform and change people's lives. Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, for me, and we've talked about this also, but, you know, being a strong people person at the same time, knowing that the gospel can have a tendency to separate you from the very people that you want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about what I call the threshold, the gospel mm-hmm. threshold, that when you step over the threshold to tell someone about Jesus, you know that there's probably something's going to change in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Either they're going to say, oh, wow, I never heard that, and they're going to be attracted to it, or mm-hmm. they're going to, you know, kind of step back and then shrink back from you. And, you know, there's some of this social awkwardness that happens later on when you're trying to say hello when you know you've told them about Jesus and they didn't really respond well, mm-hmm. or they didn't really respond at all, you know, and being able to realize, like, no, that's part of the gritty light. You know, part of having grit is saying, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to have the courage. I'm willing to push by, you know, how I feel emotionally, how I feel in my relationship with God, so that people can know Jesus. And, you know, we talk about the three things that we're supposed to do, you know, and that is, you know, pray all the time, you know, serve all the time, and invite all the time, you know, and that invitation that we're talking about is inviting people into our life, but it's inviting them in so that we can get to the place where we have the courage to step across that threshold and be able to see Jesus, you know, touch people's lives. And, you know, we've seen it with our neighbors, and we're grateful for the neighbors who have come to the Lord and those who know about Jesus because we've shared with them. But also we know that there's a lot more to do, and we need to persevere. And I think, you know, the gritty light thing really does help us a lot to be able to do that. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us. But before we do, I just want to read a verse from you. I think this is a good verse for where we're at in context of the things we're talking about. It's from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And a lot of people know this verse. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Wow, talk about a grit verse, you know. I'm going to pray that over us. I'm going to pray for everyone who's listening. Hey, don't give up. Keep doing what you know you need to do, and let's just trust God to make the increase happen. Right? All right. Father, thank you for the opportunity we've had to discuss these things, and also knowing that there's real power in living this out in our neighborhood. I pray for ourselves and for those who are listening and for the Calvary movement that, Lord, we would be a people who would just keep doing good. That, Lord, we would say, I have grit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to love unconditionally. I'm going to serve people no matter the cost. I'm going to be courageous when I need to be. I'm going to be bold to share the gospel, because that's part of this idea of what it means not to give up. And we know, God, that only you bring the harvest. You're the only one who really is able to take people's lives that, you know, need you so badly and transform them and bring you into their lives. And, God, cause them to experience your presence. Do that through us. Do that through the church. Do that through the people we love. Do that through the body of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.